finances, investing, estate and retirement planning? Well, I went to school, so you don't have to. Welcome to Finances And, Tax Return Errors and Consequences. Finances And, in conjunction with my company, Capital Coaching, helps people achieve their financial goals through personal, tailored, attentive financial coaching services. Together, we create a successful financial plan by examining your spending and saving habits, then guiding and educating you to your own personal success. Coaching services include evaluation of your spending plan, building your savings, financing your retirement, examining your insurance needs, and planning for your individual goals. Please contact me at capitalcoaching.net to make an appointment for your free consultation. Last week, I received a letter from my state informing me that they have no record of my 2019 taxes being filed. They were. So now I get to provide those documents again. It made me think, what would happen if you don't file your taxes or you make an error when filing? The history of why we pay taxes begins during the Civil War, when Lincoln signed the first tax on personal income to support the Union's war efforts. That went on for 10 years before being repealed during Reconstruction. Congress tried to reinstitute a flat rate tax for federal taxes in 1894, but the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional because it taxed in proportion to the state's population. Then in 1909, Congress passed the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and allowed for the U.S. government to tax personal income regardless of state size, and our tax system was born. The due date has changed three times since then. In 1913, it was March 1st. Then around 1915, it moved to March 15th. And then finally in 1955, became our beloved April 15th. Anyone whose gross income exceeds $10,000 or $25,000 for married filing jointly, or who earn more than $400 as a self-employed individual, must file a federal income tax return. The first 1040 appeared in 1914, and it was three pages long. So what happens if I don't file my state income tax return? For starters, nine states don't have individual income tax, but states that do have similar penalties to the IRS. Failure to file, or FTF, charges include civil penalties of 5% per month on the balance that you owe, and some charge an FTF even if you don't owe anything at all. In fact, most states charge more on failure to file than failure to pay. They want you to file even if you can't pay immediately. There are also interest fees that some states charge because they can't make any interest on money you haven't paid. Eventually, they'll file a public lien with the county clerk's office that acknowledges what it is you owe, and that information is public and it can negatively affect your credit score. Just like a punitive damage in a court case, the state can levy or garnish your wages, meaning they contact your employer directly to have a portion of your pay sent to them to repay the balance. Some states even contact your bank to have funds taken to pay down your balance. It's not uncommon to have your driver's license suspended for unpaid taxes. Sometimes you can pay back a portion to get your license back, and other times you'll have to pay it in full. Additionally, they may suspend your professional licenses. Realtors, attorneys, chiropractors, architects, barbers, and other professional licenses can all be suspended or not allowed to renew until paid. Some states will suspend or deny hunting or fishing licenses in order to get individuals and businesses to pay them. There are even public shame lists for states where those who owe back taxes will appear on state websites stating that there is a tax lien filed on them. In rare cases, jail time is given to those who don't pay. But generally, this is due to a willful intent to defraud or evade paying taxes. If you filed a false return or concealed taxable income or property, you may find yourself locked up. So how do you protect yourself? Filing electronically helps speed up the process of receiving your refund and reduces the calculation errors and missed entries. You also have the funds you get in a refund deposited directly into your bank account, speeding up that process. The other benefit for federal returns is that you will know within 24 to 48 hours if your return was accepted or rejected. They also provide any information on what's rejected and why so that you can make adjustments. The top 10 most common errors that people have are names not spelled correctly and Social Security and filing statuses not correct, W-2s or 1099s not matching what the employer has submitted, entries are not on correct lines, taking the standard deduction when itemizing will save you more in taxes. Many people don't take deductions that they're actually entitled to. Math errors are still common when you file by paper on your own. And leaving out numbers or transposing digits is another common problem. Not telling the IRS or your state how to handle your refund. This can slow down the process. You can have them actually split it up into three different accounts if you'd like to. And if you owe, make sure that it is properly credited to you. There's a three-year statute of limitations after you file your return. If you file an extension, it's 3 years after that. That statute extends to 6 years if you have a large understatement of your income. This means that you left off more than 25% of your gross income. This is why the 7 years is a common time frame to keep returns. The bottom line is, don't skip filing. Even if you can't pay, the penalties are greater not filing than not paying. So at least file and ask for an extension on payments. Most states will charge a fee even if you're due a refund if you file after the deadline. Sometimes states will offer an amnesty program as an incentive to pay past due taxes, eliminating penalties and interest. State consequences can be just as harsh as federal, but generally they just want you to pay. Let me end here and go grab my 2019 return and send it in again. Thanks for listening to Finances and Tax Return Errors and Consequences. I know you chose to listen and am grateful. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow or subscribe for free in your podcast provider and share your favorite episode with a friend. Please leave a review because it brings financial education to others and helps people find me more easily. Also, let me know what questions you'd like answered or topics you'd like covered by going to the website at financesand.net and leaving a message. You can also contact Capital Coaching for your personal financial needs at capitalcoaching.net. Finances And does not provide tax or legal advice, and nothing in this podcast is to be construed as such. Always consult a tax, accounting, or legal professional for advice on your specific situation. Remember, I went to school, so you don't have to.